Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm very excited about having Gene Siciliano back on the show. Gene is our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, and he's the guy who's been helping us understand how to make sure that that when we spend our nickels and our pennies, that we do it in a way that serves our business model and that doesn't get us into trouble. Gene Siciliano, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Gene, one of the things that that all people, all business owners who have any kind of who have employees with any kind of leveraged compensation plans, it's hard enough when we have employees that are salaried and we have to decide, okay, how much do we raise their pay? Do we provide bonuses? Those are just kind of once a year kind of decisions. But when you've got employees who are on what I was taught to call leveraged compensation plan, meaning even any given month, you never know exactly what their pay is going to be because they're based on sales or some kind of direct performance. When you've got those kinds of things, you've got to make sure that whatever structure they're on serves the company, that it doesn't just it's good for them, but every time they sell something, it's also good for the company. Talk to us about that.
Well, you are really right. My phrase for this, I heard the label that you use. My phrase for it is pay for performance. And as you know, a couple of years ago, you and I talked about this for non-salespeople.
Right.
But for the sales staff, a bad incentive plan effectively converts pay for performance into pay for non-performance. That's what we got to avoid at all costs.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. Because what you want is, as a company, every time a salesman sells something, you want to be excited. You don't want to say, "Oh my gosh, how am I going to pay for that?" You want to say, "Okay, if they're getting 10%, that means I'm getting 90%."
Whatever the numbers are,
yeah.
You want to feel good about it. You're absolutely right.
And there are two issues here, aren't there, for small businesses especially. One is, what is the overall impact of the compensation on the company? But the other is the cash flow.
Of course, yeah. And in my mind, there are a bunch of things that sales plan incentive plans should absolutely do.
Right.
And there are a bunch of things they absolutely should not do. You got to be clear about folks.
And, of course, we're talking about primarily the typical leverage plan is salespeople, right? I mean, there are others. I know that in a car dealership, you know, sometimes the service people work on production, or some service people may work on production. If they do certain amount of work, you know, they get paid a certain level. It's not always salespeople, but the classic one is sales, isn't it?
It is. The classic one is sales. And frankly, the concepts are the same. It's just that it's typically more important for salespeople because they typically have a bigger impact on the profitability of the company.
Before we get into specifics, let's talk about the philosophy. What's our thought process when we're thinking about leverage compensation?
We have to think about salespeople in a unique way. A good super salesperson is motivated by money.
Right.
That's their report card. That's how they judge whether they're doing well. That's what drives them. In effect, you get what you pay for. And that's what a good salesperson wants to say, tell me what you want to do, what you want me to do, and pay me for it, and I'll go get it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to be the overriding concept. You've got to say, if this is what I want a salesperson to do, I got to pay them more for that than the things that I don't want them to do, and I want to make sure that they're clear that that's what we're doing.
Right, and make sure that the things that you pay them for are the things that you really want to sell, And so that means if you've got things that are less profitable, then you got one product that's very profitable and one product that's not profitable, you want to pay them different for each product, don't you?
Bingo. That's absolutely the first thing you absolutely want to do. High profit items, you want to pay more for than low profit items.
And so you recommend a multifaceted pay system rather than an across the board 6% or whatever, 10%, whatever the number is.
Actually, number one on my list of things you should not do under any circumstances is straight across the board X percent for every dollar sold.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. That's pay for non-performance.
That's how you get your company upside down from a profitability standpoint.
You bet. And you may have your gross margin goes away and you have no idea why.
Yeah, exactly. But your salesperson's got a big smile on his face or her face. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We got more to come. This is very important stuff, folks. From our good friend Gene Siciliano. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.